The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, Oakland. It is 7 o'clock in the KGO Newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, dying with dignity in California.
My goal, of course, is to influence this policy for positive change, and I would like to see all Americans have access to the same health care rights.
Before she died last year, Alamo's Brittany Maynard helped set legislation in motion that would allow the terminally ill to die in California. Brittany was forced to move to Oregon. But today at the state capitol, the Senate approved legislation that would allow the terminally ill to end their lives here under a doctor's care. Here's KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
It does not have to be this way.
Democrat Lois Wolk of Davis is the author and says she watched her mother suffer through cancer. Today's two-hour debate got personal.
Simply having the prescription is in itself a source of relief.
The legislation would require two doctors to agree and multiple notices before any drugs would be prescribed. The bill passed on party lines and now heads to the Assembly. Governor Brown hasn't indicated a position.
The man convicted of killing Modesto Chandra Levy is getting a new trial. Today, a judge in Washington, D.C., where she was an intern, granted Ingmar Guandipe a new trial after his lawyer successfully argued a key witness in the case gave false or misleading testimony. Levy's case gained national attention after an affair with Congressman Gary Condit was exposed during the investigation into her disappearance.
He was kind of like a different boy. When he got off the bus, he was very edgy. He clung to me.
The family of another child is coming forward, alleging he, too, was molested at a Saratoga science camp. 27-year-old camp counselor Edgar Covarrubias Padilla is now accused of molesting as many as three boys at the Walden Science Camp for 5th and 6th graders. KGO 810's Jennifer Hodges now with this gut-wrenching story of one parent.
The boy's mother, who asked for her voice to be altered for privacy reasons, says it was obvious when her son returned from the camp that something bad had happened.
The first night he came home, he slept in me and my husband's bed, which he's never done. It's been years since he's done it. He doesn't want to go to sleepovers no more. He doesn't want to spend the night at his family's house anymore. He just really wants to stay home with me, and he's just more of a homebody now.
The families of both children have taken legal action against the County Office of Education.
Another massive data breach, this one involving as many as 4 million current and former employees of the federal government. China believed to be behind the cyber attack. National Security Correspondent Jim Sciutto, though, says the U.S. has to be careful with its response.
What they're worried about, is the possibility of tit for tat. I mean, there's talk of offensive operations here where you make it clear to China that we could do the same to you.
A rush of customers trying to get in on Southwest Airlines' fare sale caused the website to crash. Southwest now saying the sale has been extended through tomorrow. A tip? Use the toll-free number. More details now emerging about that terrorist suspect shot on the streets of Boston. 26-year-old Usama Rahim, whose brother is an imam at a mosque in Oakland, made phone calls minutes before he came face-to-face with police and agents from the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Here's Justice Correspondent Pamela Brown.
Shortly before Usama Rahim allegedly pulled a knife on police officers Tuesday morning, he made a phone call to his father to say his goodbyes. The call overheard by investigators who had been monitoring his email and phone activity.
Tonight, Rahim's family is talking about the shooting. They argue if agents thought the 26-year-old man was dangerous, they should have been prepared to take him into custody without killing him.
Our little dog, he's only a year, and he'll snap something up off the ground. He will, and we're afraid.
In the South Bay, a possible dog poisoning near Willow Glen's Three Creeks Trail has residents on high alert. Here's KGO 810's Jeannie Lynch.
It's popular with hikers, joggers, and animal lovers until last week when a neighborhood dog ate some dry cat food laced with powder.
I quite frequently walk my dog, and I'm afraid he's going to get sick or pick up some poison from the area.
San Jose's Animal Control Services will be out here all week collecting more evidence. But was it poison or just a nasty way of killing off the feral cat population?
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:04.
If you have Medicare, Walgreens has good news. Because with the New Balance Rewards, it's easier than ever to earn points, even with Medicare. Now, you'll get points for every prescription and immunization every day. And more points mean more rewards. To see all the new ways to earn points and get rewards, simply visit walgreens.com/morepoints. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions apply. For details, visit walgreens.com/balance.
Michael Tilson Thomas reimagines Beethoven's epic masterpiece, Missa Solemnis, featuring a semi-stage performance that brings together the full force of the San Francisco Symphony, the Symphony Chorus, stunning video projections, and an impressive lineup of soloists, including mezzo-soprano Sasha Cook. MTT calls it Handel's Messiah on steroids. It's a Beethoven event that is not to be missed. Great seats are still available. Call 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now to check your traffic, and we welcome Lee Graham to the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. In Alamo, 680 northbound at Stone Valley Road, a stalled pickup was creating some very heavy jam-ups, but they've got it off to the center divider now, and you're only slow to stop and go back to Sycamore Valley Road in Danville. In Orinda, 24 eastbound at St. Stephen's, an accident there has been moved to the right shoulder a while back, actually. But traffic is still very heavy back through the Caldecott Tunnel to Presley Way. Northbound 13 affected as well, which is solid from 24 back to Broadway Terrace. Hayward, 92 eastbound at the San Mateo Bridge Toll Plaza, a minor accident on the right shoulder is helping to keep you stop and go back to Foster City Boulevard. Oakland Airport is growing, and new service to 10 destinations across North America means up to 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of them. That's a $66 value. Find out more at oaklandairport.com/parkfree. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
The A's complete a three-game sweep of the Tigers today with a 7-5 win in Detroit.
Iguodala with the dribble on LeBron. Crossover dribble gets by him to the rack, and he dunked it down with .5 to go in the corner.
And the Golden State Warriors getting all they can handle from the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. After trailing much of the first half, W is now up 41-39, just under 3 minutes to go before halftime. And now your Bay Area weather forecast.
High temperatures tomorrow will range from around 60 degrees at the coast to some mid-70s along the Bay shoreline to low and mid-80s inland. Then on Saturday, we'll see a weather picture very much like Friday. And on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we see the big warm-up. Daytime highs will climb up to and above 90 degrees.
Right now, around the Bay Area, mostly sunshine. The hot spot is Fairfield at 78 degrees. It's 61 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And we're off and running. Here we go with the Drex Radio Show along with Heather. Live in the Bay and around the world at KGOradio.com. We stream and you can download the app in the App Store, KGO Radio. And we can KGO go wherever you go. Well, obviously, it's about the Dub Nation tonight. And by the way, in case you missed this little fact that I threw out there, the beginning of the week, LeBron James from Cleveland and Steph Curry from Golden State, obviously, were both born at the same hospital. How strange is that? At Akron General Crazy. Medical Center in Akron, Ohio, 38 months and 14 days apart. And tonight they're together again. Okay. How fabulosa.
But they're not wearing diapers.
So have things been funky in your life? Things have been strange or weird the last couple days and you wonder what the hell is going on with me? Why is the world attacking me? Why am I having nightmares? Why does nothing work?
No way.
It's all that damn full moon. This week's full Sagittarius moon is in Mercury retrograde. And it's just wreaking havoc on everyone and everything. If you buy into this. Now, I didn't know about this until John Lobertini from the KGO News Center gave me this story today. And it started on the 2nd, 2 days ago. And it makes perfect sense to me. So if you've been noticing temper flares, temper tantrums, people around you, throwing little mini fits, being very pissy at the office or in your life, then, my friend, that's what it is. It's the Mercury retrograde thing is happening. And by the way, it goes on until the 11th. Until next week, the middle
what?
Of next week.
That's yeah. too long.
So odd behavior and also nightmares and things like that. And it's the strangest thing. And I swear to I'm not making this up, Heather. Last night I had a nightmare and you were in it. It was the first time you were in one of my dreams.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I can't remember exactly what we were doing. I think we were at an event or in a grocery store or something. Somebody cut in front of us or
Wait,
something.
Wait, the station made us go to the grocery store?
I don't know. Well, it was a dream, you know, okay, but it was really weird. But, you know, no, I've just noticed. It's like, and then the other thing is, if you know, you would be ill-advised to make any big purchases until this is over if you buy into all of this garbage. But if you notice that things are technically going wrong at the office or at home, you know, your HP printer doesn't work again for the 20th time, or it constantly needs more ink, like is the story of my life. Digital equipment, things going on the fritz. It's a common side of Mercury retrograde.
And, well, I'd love to think that this will all magically go away on the 11th.
Yes,
but
goodbye.
I'm pretty sure that stuff's still going to be broken.
Enough provocation. All right, enough already. By the way, so speaking of things that are electronic, how far into a road trip would you turn around if you forgot your phone?
Now, like what's the outer limit?
Yeah, because this is a thing. A new survey put out today said 78% of us would turn around even if they'd been already a half hour into driving.
Oh, for sure. An hour.
That's like 80. So 80%.
Really
80%. Yeah. 50% would turn around even after they've been going for a full hour. Now, I don't know if that would work here in the Bay because, you know, you would triple your commute time. Yes. Even, you know, for instance.
But this is for summer travel, you meant, not just going to work.
No, every day.
Oh, you are
every
kidding
day.
Me.
Yes. Because that's how attached we are to our Android or our iPhone.
Well, okay.
Yeah, it's that crazy.
Well,
it's a must have.
I don't know how you would work without it. So you would have to go get it.
Right. It's that big of a deal.
I mean, yeah.
Now, they didn't dig any deeper than that and ask people, you know, at what point would they not turn around 2 or 3 hours? Obviously.
I mean, I suppose I could get on a computer and start pinging people that I didn't have my phone, but I give my direct line to so many PR people to contact me to give us statements and whatnot and come on the show that I would feel like,
Well, and everybody listening, I think the same thing. You depend upon it. And by the way, and I'm sure you're like me, if you don't have it, you immediately start freaking out. WTF is it? Where is it? I didn't lose it, did I? Where is it? I mean, it's a true state of panic when you can't find the phone. You know, thank God I have the where's my phone, find my phone. So when I lose it at home, I can ping it. If you've ever driven off and you didn't have it with you, it's like, oh, hell. It's as bad as the wallet or worse. I'm not sure. Oh, by the way, did you know that women have almost $5,000 worth of stuff in their purses?
What?
Yes, that's true.
$5,000 worth of stuff?
Yeah. Well, the smartphone, iPad, Kindles, sunglasses, makeup bag, the purse itself. Yeah.
Okay, somebody's spending too much money on sunglasses in the bag itself.
Well, take a look. If you include the smartphone and if you might carry your iPad or your Kindle.
Yeah, but no smartphones over a grand. These sunglasses are Ray-Bans, but that's still $200.
I think you're also...
My wallet's Burberry, but still nowhere near $1,000. Revlon lipstick, $7.
Okay. All right. What's the purse?
Extra bubble gum. Oh, my God. Like $25 at Merchant Rack.
Okay.
Well. Oh, here's some Stila eyeshadow. That might run you... There's no way I'm getting to $3,000. I'm not even going to get to $1,000.
Well, you're at $1,000,
I think,
already.
Yeah. A makeup brush. That's it.
Well, you're a free spirit.
Well...
You know.
My photograph is worth more than, anyway. That was fun.
And speaking of money and $5,000, this is fun too. Do you know that parents spend $5,000 during the summer just to get their kids out of the house? I mean, they'll buy them like a trampoline.
Summer camp?
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes is the phrase, yeah.
Right, yes. At some point this summer, you're going to see, you know, your kids playing their 15th straight hour of video games, and you think to yourself, you know, maybe I need to buy them something like a trampoline to get them the hell out of this house.
Well, and get them moving. That's so funny. I saw that woman, the free-range parenting woman, Lenore Scanese, talking about that whole thing, and she's like, you got to get them out of the house. They're turning into fat lumps sitting there playing video games and watching videos and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, yeah, I'm all for the free-range thing.
I know. Well, the story from the Daily Mail says fight that urge, but, you know, the average parents, they do spend around $5,000. During their, the summer, try to, take them out, buy them sports equipment, take them on league things and summer camps and vacations and all those
things.
Here's
a pony. Go for a ride.
Right. Okay. All right. We're going to say hello to our next guest coming up here. And this is very interesting.
I'm so excited.
Yes. He is from the Bay Area. His name is Willie Wilkinson. He's an award-winning writer and public health consultant and author of the forthcoming memoir, Born on the Edge of Race and Gender, A Voice for Cultural Competency. And he's actually at a trans conference in Philadelphia. And we're going to talk about Caitlyn Jenner, obviously. But also, he has a whole different swing on this because he was a she, so from a she to a he, and made that transition. And I just think it's going to be a really fun conversation, especially since the conference is going on, what it was like to grow up and make that transformation. You know, and also going from a woman to a man, you could see.
Everyone's story is so interesting, and I think he has a layer of culture and heritage in there as well, and I like to think of us as all layer cakes.
All right, we'll get to that next. First, let's check in with the KGO Traffic Center. Here's Lee Graham.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. We'll start in Orinda again. I've got good news. 24 eastbound at St. Stephen's, that accident there pretty much cleared. And now you've got traffic that's only heavy in minor pockets back to 13, and it's dissipating rapidly. In Hayward, 92 eastbound at the San Mateo Bridge, Toll Plaza, that minor accident still there on the right shoulder. It's got you slow to stop and go back across the San Mateo Bridge to about Foster City Boulevard. On the peninsula, southbound 101 at Willow Road, a two-vehicle accident there blocking the left lanes. Traffic is hardly moving back to just before Marsh Road in North Fair Oaks. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
KGO 810 is sending you to the opera. Join KGO's Renee Richardson as the San Francisco Opera presents the world premiere of Marco Tutino's Two Women. The moving drama of the cruelty of war, innocence lost, and the love of a mother for her daughter. To win, visit the contest page at kgoradio.com or buy tickets at sfopera.com. Don't miss the San Francisco Opera's performance of Two Women from KGO 810.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advanced.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
Hey there, it's me, your ambassador of fun, Renee Richardson, and the Nene Project is on. What's a Nene Project? It's the fixer-upper that I call my house, and we couldn't be doing it without the help of Serta Pro Painters, mainly because my contractor husband doesn't like to paint, but he has very high standards. So we called in the pros, Serta Pro, to help us out. Their color specialists helped to mediate. Helped us make the right color decisions, whether I wanted to do it over and over again. They were there for me, true professionals. That's what you get at Serta Pro, service and quality. They're professional, they're quick, and they're going to make sure that you're satisfied. Give them a call at 800-GO-CERTA. That's Serta with a C, 800-GO-CERTA. They're locally owned and operated. And they remember, like you should, that painting is personal.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Strap in, turn it up, and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I was probably at the games because I was running away from a lot of things. Very, very proud of the accomplishment. I don't want to diminish that accomplishment. The last few days of doing this shoot was about my life and who I am as a person. It's not about the fanfare. It's not about people cheering in the stadium. It's not about going down the street and everybody giving you that a boy, Bruce, pat on the back. This is about your life. Bruce always had to tell a lie. He was always living that lie. Every day, he always had a secret from morning till night. Caitlin doesn't have any secrets. Soon as the Vanity Fair cover comes out, I'm free.
And free she is. And now we go to our first guest, Willie Wilkinson from the Bay. As I mentioned, an award-winning writer and public health consultant and the author of the forthcoming memoir, Born on the Edge of Race and Gender. And good evening, and thank you for joining me, Willie.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
I love that you're talking to us. You're at a trans conference in Philadelphia. And
yes,
and so you are a trans man. And why don't you introduce yourself and tell the audience, everybody a little bit about yourself and your experience.
Okay, great. Well, I'm a writer and public health consultant from Oakland, California, and I say California, I know you're in San Francisco, right? But I'm currently at the Philly Trans Health Conference, and I conduct a high volume of LGBT and trans-specific cultural competency training and technical assistance for community health providers, businesses, and educational institutions. That's one piece of what I do, and yes, I do have a forthcoming memoir called Born on the Edge of Race and Gender, A Voice for Cultural Competency, which is basically using memoir as a tool to educate about cultural competency, public health, and policy advocacy issues. So that's a little bit about who I am.
Well, excellent. So as an Asian American trans man, when did you discover your own gender? What was your experience like?
Good question. Before I could speak, actually, I knew that it wasn't quite right, and the dolls and the dresses, I threw back at the folks who were trying to put them on me and give them to me.
Okay,
that's adorable.
Well, that's a great reason. And at what age? So you said right from the beginning, but at what age did you set yourself free? Because you're very much the man on the cover of your book.
Yes. Yeah. That is a good question. I'm a mixed heritage person. My mom is Chinese from Hawaii, and my father is Caucasian, English, Irish, Scottish. When I was 4 years old, I decided I wanted to be white and male, and I thought I was going to work very hard towards that goal. I changed my name to Willie when I was 9, and I'm a little on the old-ass side because this was early 70s, so... you know, there was no community, no trans community, no public awareness, no visibility whatsoever of trans masculine expression, no systemic support in the public schools, no medical providers who understood this, that you know, or mental health providers that could really help me navigate or help my family navigate this. So I was, like a lot of people of an older generation, I was pretty much on my own.
Yeah. And was that traumatizing for you and your family?
I would say, you know, we all as trans people have a certain level of trauma that we carry you know, pervasive discrimination and dehumanization. You know, certainly I experienced harassment by my teachers and peers in my school, although I did also experience people who did support me and were able and willing to refer to me as Willie, my name that I changed, you know, to when I was 9. You know, it took a little while for my family to get up to speed on that. And, you know, some folks were more there than others, you know. And so, I mean, certainly it was a struggle to be seen for who I was. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's the case for many trans people, you know, that we are who we say we are, but not everybody can understand
that. Not
everybody
gets it. Well, let me ask you this. So is it a great moment now for transgender folks, especially since you're at a convention? I'm sure everybody's talking about Caitlyn. and if you put the crass commercialism aside, is everybody celebrating the event, or how's that going as a sticking point?
You know, it's interesting. There's really, let me just say, I mean, the trans community is a very vibrant, diverse community. So there's not one response. You know, some people are happy to see a celebrity come out because anytime the celebrity comes out, there's a lot of visibility, a lot of media attention, there's a lot of interest. Mm-hmm. People who didn't think they knew a trans person can say, oh, I know that person, even though I don't know that person personally. You know, they can say, oh, that's a transgender experience. You know, there's certainly a lot of disrespectful media coverage that is happening on social media and in the news. And I think people are being re-traumatized because of that, because of the disrespect. I think it's very triggering for a lot of people. And people are also, you know, while on the one hand, some people are really excited about, you know, how positive it is to see somebody like Caitlyn Jenner come out. I think, you know, people are also saying, well, we need to be talking about the issues that aren't being addressed. You know, here is somebody who has all the resources, who's privileged, who can medically transition, who can look fabulous. Not everybody has those resources. Not everybody has the money, the healthcare access, the health status, the capability to, or the family acceptance to be able to really live their lives authentically. You know, so I think there's a real mix of experience. And you know, but I mean, my opinion is that, hey, great. You know, anytime a celebrity comes out, it's great. It's really great to see, you know, the visibility, the storytelling, you know, the whole psychic relief of living your life authentically. I think that's something that we can all learn from. So,
yeah.
You know, that's exciting. I see that as a really important moment for
us. Willie, when we come back, I got to take a break here for the news, but okay. We'll talk about, you know, the fact that today they're talking that Caitlyn could really amass, obviously she is wealthy to begin with, but almost $500 million. And people yesterday were criticizing, oh, this is a product, this is a machine, this is very commercial. We'll chat about that and also about Willie's experience living here in the Bay coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Enjoy cocktails, sports, and bowling all in one place at Crush Ultra Lounge inside the Meritage Resort and Spa in Napa. It's the perfect place to catch a game on the big screen, relax on the couch with a beverage, bowl, or shoot pool. Go to MeritageResort.com for details.
Hear the work of jazz legend Carla Bley, only one of four recipients of the prestigious NEA Jazz Masters Award 2015. On June 5th, Steve McQuarrie presents a living tribute to Carla Bley, introducing the Mandala Octet and Orchestra, playing her original works at the SF Jazz Center. That's Friday, June 5th, 8 p.m. in San Francisco. For tickets, call 866-920-5299 or visit sfjazz.org.
Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters show. For nearly two decades, this program has been broadcast from the Capital Region, and I'm happy to announce is now on KGO, Saturdays at 4 p.m. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com.
We are talking with Willie Wilkinson, who is a transgender man and actually at a trans conference in Philadelphia. And obviously, we're talking about his life and now Caitlyn Jenner. And we will continue the conversation after we check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour is the Golden State Warriors and game one of the NBA Finals.
Gave up his dribble. Draymond wide open for a two-hand slam with 10.4 to go. It ties the game at 48.
Trailing for much of the first half, the W's briefly took the lead against LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The blue and gold, though, getting all they can handle from the champions from the East. And right now, trailing at halftime, 51-48. KGO 810's Bruce McGowan is live in Oakland with the game story. That's got to be amazing out there, Bruce.
It is a very intense evening. And, of course, the Warriors fans are just trying to get every last ounce of vocal support right now. 51-50 in favor of Cleveland. The Warriors, as you mentioned, John, were down by 10 early. Fought back, thanks in part to Steph Curry, who lit it up from the three-point land twice and then scored on a cross-under lay in a beautiful play. The Warriors led by as many as five before LeBron and company came back and took a two-point lead at halftime. James, by the way, with 19 points. He's taken 16 shots. Steph Curry with 14. There are a lot of other people helping out, too. But right now, this team's still very much in doubt as far as who's going to win it. A lot of basketball left. The crowd is kind of tentative right now. 53-50 in favor of Cleveland in this opening round game. Third quarter action just early on. Bruce McGowan, KGO 810 Sports.
Well, it was a day for winners.
This is the third time in the last 5 years.
The third time in the last 5 years, the world champion San Francisco Giants have been to the White House and spent the day with President Barack Obama.
Welcome to the White House. For these folks, I guess it's welcome back.
Yeah, for the third time in 5 years, the Giants were back in D.C., finishing off the celebration from 2014's World Series win. Basically, the whole team was there, and a couple trailblazers.
Monty Irvin and the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays.
Buster Posey and Tim Lincecum, Hunter Pence got presidential shout-outs. So did Mad Bum.
Madison put together a string of performances that I think is pretty hard to believe. And I'm not talking about his locker room celebration.
That is KGO 810's Mike Simpson. Attorney General Kamala Harris toured the site of that oil spill on the Santa Barbara coast. A ruptured pipeline spilled over 100,000 gallons of crude. Harris now says criminal charges are possible following the latest report that a test shortly before the spill revealed serious wear and tear on the pipe in question. Meanwhile, a four-mile stretch of Long Beach is closed to swimmers and surfers after more tar balls washed ashore. We get more now from Jim Roop.
This time, Long Beach. About 4 miles of beach is closed after massive amounts of the messy goo has been found. The mystery comes, says Long Beach officials, from there being no breaks, leaks, or releases from any of the oil infrastructure offshore. Crews spent all night picking up the tar that will be analyzed to find out if they might be related to the leak north of Santa Barbara on May 19th.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 7:33.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, this could be the most important message of your life. Write down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-452-1653. That's 1-800-452-1653. By calling the treatment helpline for drug and alcohol addiction, you can turn your life around. Our advisors will match you with a proven 5-star luxury treatment center that will end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Your future can still be bright. When you call right now, you'll speak to someone who understands what you're going through. Let us help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Take 5 minutes of your time and call right now. It may change your life for the better. Call 1-800-452-1653. That's 1-800-452-1653. Call 1-800-452-1653.
KGO 810 invites you to the Pinot Days Grand Festival, Saturday, June 20th at the Metreon in San Francisco. Come taste for yourself why Pinot is now one of the most coveted red grape varieties. Enjoy Pinot Noir from over 80 boutique wineries and meet the winemakers that craft them. To win tickets, visit the contest page at KGOradio.com or buy them at PinotDays.com. It's Pinot Days, Saturday, June 20th at the Metreon in San Francisco. From KGO 810. KGO 810 is sending you to the opera. Join KGO's Renee Richardson as the San Francisco Opera presents the world premiere of Marco Tutino's Two Women. The moving drama of the cruelty of war, innocence lost, and the love of a mother for her daughter. To win, visit the contest page at KGOradio.com or buy tickets at SFOpera.com. Don't miss the San Francisco Opera's performance of Two Women from KGO 810.
It is 7:35 on KGO. That means it's time to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW. We'll start on the peninsula. Southbound 101 at Willow Road. That accident there still blocking the left lanes. Traffic is now pushing back to 84 in Redwood City. Now in Hayward, 92 eastbound at the San Mateo Bridge, Toll Plaza. There was a minor accident that they're still dealing with. You've got minor slowdowns back to just before the high rise on the San Mateo Bridge. On the approach to 92 on northbound 101, you've got some brief jam up between Britann Avenue in San Carlos and Ralston Avenue in Belmont. And in the city, eastbound 80 still jammed badly from 101 up to Fremont. You've got minor delays only, though, across the lower deck. No problems in the westbound direction. Weatherford BMW Berkeley has one of the only BMW certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners, their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW certified collision repair center with BMW trained technicians, 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's sweep the Tigers today, 7-5 in Detroit, and the Warriors trailing the Cleveland Cavaliers 59-52, just under 9 minutes to go in the third quarter. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Here's KGO 810 weather forecaster Spencer Christian.
In the next few days, we're going to go from mild to warm to hot. Tomorrow, look for partly cloudy skies early, mostly sunny skies by afternoon, with high temperatures in the afternoon ranging from around 60 degrees at the coast to mid-70s along the Bay shoreline to low and mid-80s inland. Saturday will be a lot like tomorrow, and on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, we get the big warm-up.
And we're talking about mid to upper 60s along the coast, 80s around the bay, 90s inland. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've still got lots of sunshine. It's 74 degrees in Concord, 69 in Napa, 63 in Santa Cruz, 56 on the beach in Half Moon Bay, 63 Oakland, 70 in San Jose, 60 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini. KGO 810.
And we continue speaking with our guest, Willie Wilkinson, who is a trans man from the Bay Area, Oakland, actually, and is live at a trans conference in Philadelphia. First, I want everybody to hear the CNN panel get really overheated in this battle over Caitlyn Jenner. And this woman's name is Crystal Wright. She's the editor of the conservativeblackchick.com site. And this is what she had to say about Caitlyn Jenner.
Bruce Jenner is doing this for Bruce Jenner. It's very much a product. It's a promotion. I don't think it's good for the transgender community.
But what's wrong with doing it for
I particularly
himself?
Don't, well, because I particularly don't think it's going to help young people really struggling. You know what my mom said today, which I think my mom is right about a lot of things. You know what she said? She said, so what's next? Black people, or we're going to all of a sudden start bleaching our skin because we don't like being black, and we're going to do this. We're going to be on the cover of Vanity Fair. I guarantee you, Don. Nobody would want to shoot you.
But what does that have to do with the price of tea? I mean, people have been bleaching themselves forever. I mean, listen,
it's called hydroquinone. And blacks are major consumers of it.
No, they have not been doing hydroquinone or whatever, however you pronounce it, to the degree of Michael Jackson. It's not something that black people wake up and say, hey, I think I want to be white today.
But what does that have to do with it? I don't know what this has to do with being trans. That has nothing to do with being trans.
And Willie, so you hear how tense this is and confrontational the whole topic has become. As a trans man, what is your response to that?
Well, it's interesting. I was conducting a workshop on providing equal access for transgender populations at a substance abuse conference. And a colleague who conducts workshops on providing culturally responsive treatment for African Americans was saying, you know, I don't think there's anything the rest of us can compare it to being transgender. And I thought that was an interesting observation. I think a lot of times people want to compare it, just like when, you know, in the early days of talking about marriage equality, people were like, well, I want to marry my dog. You know, that's not comfortable. Yes. You know, so I think...
it's a good comparison.
I don't think that... finding one's true self in terms of gender identity and expression is necessarily comparable to saying I want to be a different race because I'm going to experience more privilege in that trying to change my race. So I think that that's problematic when people try to draw that kind of
exactly. Analogy. And I think it was such a pathetic example, but let's say Michael Jackson did this. It's just his aesthetic. It's just how he felt
he wanted to
improve his look. It's not like, oh, I was born black, but I identify as a... It's just, you can't even start to build the argument that those two things are on equal footing whatsoever.
Yeah, well, things have gotten ridiculous all over the place with this. And, well, let me ask you this. Back to you, Willie. So, as a transgender man and everything that's going on, and you're at this conference in Philadelphia, transgender, what do you think will happen now? I mean, New York and California, open-minded, and a lot of places in America, very open-minded. But there are midsections of America and other parts, the southern, the red states especially, probably, who have a big problem with all of this, and we keep seeing it in the press hour after hour. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, clearly it's not perfect in California or New York either. And, you know, it's disturbing to see that CNN is having these kinds of commentary. I mean, I saw some other disturbing commentary. So anyway, I mean, there's that piece. But, you know, actually, you know, doing this conference, I mean, I did a workshop which was very well attended, about 200 people talking about healthcare access issues today and hearing the perspective from all over the country. You know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. In California, we're seeing increased access to care. Now there are guidelines that insurance companies that are issued in the state of California have to provide transition-related care. That is new. That's something we worked for years for. We're only one of 9 states in the District of Columbia that have removed transgender exclusions in health insurance. But people in Kentucky are saying, you know, I have to educate my provider. I go in for a cold, and I have to spend the time that I am paying to see my provider educating about what it means to be trans. And so people are just trying to find culturally competent providers that can just treat them with respect and understand who they are and refer to them appropriately. But, you know, that also happens in New York, and that also happens in California. And so, you know, there's still a ways that we do need to go. But it certainly gave me perspective coming from California where more and more people are accessing transition-related care that they weren't able to get paid for by their insurance, you know, now being able to access that, whereas in other states, people are having difficulty finding providers who even understand how to prescribe hormones, which is not that difficult to learn in terms of medical competency.
Well, that would be a huge upside to Caitlyn Jenner's media circus of this week.
It starts a discussion. Well, let me ask you this, Willie. And, you know, I know that there are people out there who want to marginalize the entire, as you said, healthcare issue, but also the mental health component of all of this. And there could be a lot of trauma involved. And you talked a little bit about substance abuse and mental health. How does that play into all of this in the community?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, certainly this is a population that has experienced multiple incidents of discrimination, harassment, hate violence on the street, as well as even in the doctor's office. And so that affects people's mental health status, that affects substance use and misuse. But I think that, you know, we have to be careful in that, you know, people want to label transgender people as being mentally ill. You know, and it's important to understand that people may have mental health considerations because of the impact of the discrimination that they've experienced. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's really what I think we're looking at is that, you know, I mean, I saw commentary on CNN where they said, oh, you know, this is somebody who needs to get therapy because they're transgender, because Caitlyn Jenner is coming out. I mean, that's problematic. But at the same time, you know, we need to have access to care because many people do benefit from mental health care in the process of understanding who they are, whether or not they want to medically transition or not. Not everybody wants to, how they might identify. Many people have a complex gender identity that's somewhere between male and female. They're mm-hmm. not interested in pursuing a very binary sense of, you know, either male or female. And so we need providers that understand those complexities.
Urging
people to medically transition if that's not what they want, but helping them access it if it is what they do want.
Oh, I have another minute or so, but I wanted to ask you about work life and being a transgender.
Okay. Transgender person, right? You want
yes.
to say transgender person,
person yes.
adjective, right?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, absolutely. I love what I do. I love educating people on these issues. I work with so many amazing allies. It's a great privilege to meet people that really want to improve services for transgender folks. So I'm in a fortunate position in that I'm out and I do what I do.
And how is it for other transgenders who work everyday lives, I mean, everyday jobs?
Well, I mean, there's a range of what that experience is. Some people are unable to disclose that they're transgender on their job. Some people, if they disclose or it's found out, they get fired. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why we need legal protections.
Right.
You know, some people are able to transition on the job. And that's the kind of work that a lot of businesses are finding that they need to do is navigate that process systemically and make sure everybody's trained and up to speed on how to, you know, work with somebody who's transitioning on the job. Yeah, I mean, those are some of the issues that come up.
I would almost think with this week's news and everything that companies would be clamoring to hire a transgender person and get them on the staff.
Well, it certainly is on point for this week. We'll see how long it lasts. Willie Wilkinson, thank you very much for talking to us this evening and giving
Absolutely.
Up your time later on the East Coast. I'd love Absolutely. To have you in the studio when you come back to the Bay.
Absolutely. I'd love to be there.
We'll put you in the studio. Willie Wilkinson, award-winning writer and public health consultant and author of the forthcoming memoir, Born on the Edge of Race and Gender.
When does the book come out?
Oh, by the way, yes.
In the fall.
Okay. Well, we'll get you back then, if not sooner.
Great. Thank you so much for the invitation.
And by the way, have a
safe
great
trip
weekend.
Back
yes.
to the Bay Area right. and go Warriors, right?
Yeah, right.
Right on. Thank you. Have a good
All
night.
Right.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it was interesting, and I could tell that Willie... And probably a lot of people are shocked that some of this is coming out of CNN and not Fox News. Actually, you'd be surprised. I've heard some positive things out of Fox.
Somebody probably got fired at Fox for not getting Crystal right first.
I didn't want to get into it with Willie because I didn't want to take him off topic. But I just a sidebar here. I really think that CNN and MSNBC have been so blown away by ratings numbers with Fox that I see some of this craziness, this swaying, that they're going a little bit to the right, and it makes me scratch my head. It's like, oh, boy, don't tell me they're going to swing to the right.
Or going to a little bit to
neutral.
The cuckoo.
Yeah, yeah, don't go there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Ann Coulter, cuckoo. Pamela Geller, cuckoo.
Oh.
Now this Crystal Wright on CNN, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Pam Geller at the top of the hour. Wait till you hear that noise. That's coming up. But first, big vacation mistakes. Everybody's getting ready to go on vacation. I'm sure you have to have a holiday in mind. We're going to discuss it coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. First, let's check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. In Antioch, eastbound 4 at Summersville Road, you got a minor accident there that's on the right shoulder, but it's got things very crowded almost back to Loveridge Road. Back to the peninsula, southbound 101 at Willow Road, an accident there that was blocking the left lanes. Tow trucks are there getting stuff hooked up. You've still got traffic, though, back to 84 in Redwood City. We are finally all clear across the San Mateo Bridge in both directions. In Palo Alto, northbound 101 just after San Antonio Road, a possible stalled vehicle there. Traffic is solid almost back to North Rangsdorf. And headed toward 92 on northbound 101, you still have some stop-and-go traffic between Bertan Avenue and San Carlos and Ralston Avenue in Belmont. Oakland Airport now offering 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of 10 cities with new service this summer. From New Orleans to Tijuana, from Nashville to Houston Intercontinental, fly OAK and park free. Get the details at oaklandairport.com/park free. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Do you have IRAs sitting in the bank earning practically nothing? When you left your last employer, did you leave behind your 401k too? Does a Roth IRA conversion make sense for you? When can you take money out of your IRAs and 401k without paying a penalty? If you're self-employed, how do you save more than the small amounts allowed into IRAs? The O'Donnell Financial Group is here to guide you. They help their clients position their money based on when they need to spend it, consolidate their retirement savings for easy management, determine with their tax advisor whether a Roth IRA conversion makes sense for them, know the right time to take money out of their retirement accounts to avoid unnecessary penalties, and help business owners maximize their retirement savings. Call them today at 866-496-2300 for a free review of your portfolio.
Securities offered through Securities America, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. O'Donnell Financial Group and Securities America are not affiliated.
What can being listed with YP do for your business? You're about to find out for free. YP will give your business a free listing on two extremely powerful customer delivering tools, the YP website and the YP app. Growing your business requires maximum visibility, and every month, over 70 million potential new customers use the YP tools to search for businesses. 70 million! But if you're not there, they can't find you. Get the maximum visibility that comes from a free listing with America's largest marketing agency for small business, YP. Look, you're the expert in your business, and YP is the expert in driving new customers to your business. Imagine what that free listing on YP could do for your bottom line. Claim your free business listing today. Potential customers are searching for businesses like yours each and every day. Don't let your competitors get them because you're not listed. Go to myfreeyp.com. That's myfreeyp.com. Myfreeyp.com.
Call Zero Res today for the June Summer Special. Three rooms clean for only $119 and a 10-foot hallway for free. You heard me right. $119 for three rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739 for Zero Res.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. It's as American as apple pie. However, over the last 7 years or so, Americans who can't use a tax return or pay stub to qualify have been shut out. Until now, Cash Call Mortgage is happy to announce its new 30-year fixed-rate mortgage up to $3 million for good credit borrowers who can't or won't provide their tax returns or pay stubs. Your payment will never change. Until now, these programs have only been available as some kind of adjustable, and you know which way those adjustables will eventually go. So call 844-890-CASH for all of your 30-year fixed-rate mortgage needs, purchase, or refinance. You can even pull up to $500,000 in equity out of your house for any reason whatsoever. Remember, that's 844-890-CASH to find out what today's 30-year fixed rate is with no tax returns. You'll be shocked at how low these rates are.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
Fresh, live, local. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Good evening, everybody. It is the Drex Radio Show along with Heather. And I know that everybody, perhaps you, are planning a big vacation right around the corner. A lot of people, now we've been discussing vacations, but we haven't been discussing going out of the country vacations. And there are some big do's and don'ts that I think we might want to review. I've run into some of these things myself. I've had, took some time off between jobs and traveled the world, and that was a great opportunity. And by the way, it's just one of the greatest things you can do to put your head in perspective where this country is really at when we step outside of our own box and see what the rest of the world, there is another world out there, and they have their own things going on.
It's funny that you raise that, because it seems like most of the things I've gone on, I heard so many bad things ahead of time, like, oh, don't even carry a purse. Put your money in your underwear.
They're very busy living their own lives.
And then you go and you're like, yeah, I never felt threatened at all. But you don't want to be a dope either.
So here are some big vacation, international mistakes. First of all, staying at an all-inclusive resort. I mean, it sounds pretty damn fantastic, all those free drinks and all that pool visits and maddening realization that I think that you've just really spent a massive lump of money on a bottomless rail of liquor and nonstop frozen pizza. So that's a bad idea. So forget that one. I can tell you that. Done that. Yeah.
It's a higher price anyway to pay.
I just think that you can jump around. I mean, that's what I did. I would jump hotels.
Oh, sure. Don't forget to apply sunscreen, as they always say. One bad day in the sun, it'll ruin the rest of your vacation.
Look, another big deal, I think, when you travel internationally is trying to do too much. I mean, if you try to cram all these activities into every 24-hour period, it's only going to drive you nuts. You're only going to be in Australia once, right? So, well, actually wrong.
Hopefully not.
I mean, your third day of nonstop touring, you should pencil in a day just to chill out.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a big chiller.
That itinerary BS
can be
really overwhelming.
I've heard of people like scheduling minute to minute, and you're like, how about scheduling an entire afternoon at a cafe to just people watch,
Right, and I'll just add to this so that I don't have to hop to it next, and it goes along with this, is being a slave to your original itinerary. No, you don't have to do that either. If you get there and you say to yourself, you know what, I want to fudge this and I want to mix it up, yes, toss it out the window.
For sure.
Yeah, go with your gut.
This regards, again, beach vacations. It says don't hide your phone on the beach. And they seem to think that everybody just throws it under the towel and then dives into the surf. That's the first place thieves look.
Yes, that's true. The beach can be very tricky internationally. Yes, because they know that's where you're at. Yeah, I mean, you were talking about... Of course, I think we'll get to this at some point. You don't have to, I would not be wearing, and I think this is common sense. Hello, I'm the obnoxious American. Yeah, that's a no-no. That's a pretty basic thing, right?
Don't wear the American flag places?
I can tell you this. on the flip side of that, I don't tolerate the BS of effing Americans, F America, because we're not all the same. And I make that very clear to people when I travel abroad. Don't include me with the rest of everybody else. There's 300 million of us over here. We don't all agree. All right?
Right.
Yeah,
I heard this guy going off on Americans on public transit in Greece.
And you just get in their face.
And I was like, hello. I mean, come on. Not only do I look like I'm from the U.S., I look like I'm from California, right?
Well, and you're German, so you could look German, too.
Well, I don't know, but he's just like, and I was like, please, you do know I speak English, don't you? And you're saying all of this stuff about us really loudly.
Well, they get into the whole, George Bush, and you start wars, and it's just like, stop. Okay,
insurance. Then I'll agree with you.
Right. I do too, but, don't put it on me. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Insurance. Like all insurance, I think that a lot of people don't want to pay for travel insurance. But look, if you're spending thousands, I think spending a couple hundred extra is a good idea.
Oh, my God. We're running out of time, but... Please don't ever not buy insurance, and I can tell you the long version another time.
Okay.
Good God, don't make that mistake.
And make sure that you check whether you need a visa beforehand. I know friends who have done this. Countries like Brazil, India, China, Vietnam, You've got to have a visa before you can go there. Or they will unceremoniously just flip you around and send you back.
Get back on the next plane you can get on,
Buster. And they just send you right back. And don't ignore the custom regulations. If you are allowed there for a certain amount of time, that's it. All right, have a great trip and be safe. And we'll be back with the Drex Radio Show. We're going to talk about Pam Geller and that insanity coming up here in a minute. First, let's check in with the KGO Newsroom on KGO 810.
The International Champions Cup is bringing more world-class soccer to the Bay Area. Don't miss Manchester United as they take on your San Jose Earthquakes July 21st at Kabam Field at California Memorial Stadium. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. See 20-time English champions Manchester United take on the two-time MLS Cup champions San Jose Earthquakes July 21st at Kabam Field at California Memorial Stadium. Buy your tickets today at internationalchampionscup.com. Manchester United versus San Jose Earthquakes. Don't miss
Don, do you want your best rest ever? Well, don't miss Sleep Train's Best Rest event. Right now, you can choose from Tempur-Pedic, Serta Eye Comfort, Stearns & Foster, and get 3 years interest-free financing with no money down on approved credit with 36 equal monthly payments required.
You know what else, Jen? You will find Sleep Train's very best mattresses at the guaranteed lowest price and rest even better with Sleep Train's risk-free 100-night money-back guarantee. If you find a comparable mattress for less, Sleep Train guarantees not just to meet, but beat the lower price by 5%, even up to 100 nights after delivery.
So what are you waiting for? Head to Sleep Train's Best Rest event and pay no money down and no interest for 3 full years on Tempur-Pedic, Serta Eye Comfort, and more. Hurry in. The Best Rest event ends soon.
For complete finance information and to find the store nearest you, visit sleeptrain.com. Superior service, best selection, lowest price guaranteed. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep.
There's no better time to get your hands on a Ryobi. During Ryobi Days at the Home Depot, there's new, lower prices and special buys on the tools you need to tackle your next project. And because all our 18-volt batteries run every 18-volt tool we've made or ever will make, you're buying into a trusted system of tools that you can build on for a lifetime. Ryobi One Plus, the one system that delivers more. Only at the Home Depot. Now, get a drill and impact driver kit for only $99. Offer valid through June, U.S. only. See store for details.
It is 8 o'clock in the KGO Newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, poison powder and the South Bay Dog Park.
Our little dog, he's only a year, and he'll snap something up off the ground. We're afraid.
A possible dog.